incredible articles up on WBGO.org right now, including a deep dive into the most misunderstood drummer of all time, Gene Krupa, by the scholar Lewis Porter. And also up on WBGO's radar, you can hear the brand new release by the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, celebrating some of its incredible collaborations over the years. United We Swing, the orchestra performs with Bob Dylan, Ray Charles, Willie Nelson, and so many more. And you can hear the full record for a limited time on our website as well. And now we bring you our conversation with Omar Sosa. The Cuban pianist makes his North American debut with the kora player, the master Sekou Keita, at Roulette this Thursday, March 22nd, in celebration of their recording Transparent Water. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Sometimes we just need a little kora in our life to be reminded of the blues and its origins. I can also safely say that we all need a little Omar Sosa too, the Cuban pianist. Fortunately for us today, we get to have a little of both. Omar Sosa meets Sekou Keita in a performance at Roulette Thursday, March 22nd in Brooklyn. Transparent Water is the name of Omar Sosa's latest release. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you. Actually, we want to present our latest record called Transparent Water. It's basically a tribute to one of the fundamental elements, and for me, it's the fundamental element of this planet, the water. And actually, with this record, we would like to say thank you to Mother Nature for all what she gives to us every day. Thank you.
Now, your ancestors descend from the land of Yoruba by way of Cuba, which is mainly in Nigeria and Benin, whereas your collaborator, the Kora master, Sekou Keita, is from Senegal, the southern part on the, I guess he's Wolof, is that correct?
Yeah, his language is Wolof, but basically he's a griot, and well, he got this role of being a history teller. He can seem to use some history for hours and don't repeat himself.
Since Sekou Keita is a storyteller, a historian, a professor of music, there must have been one lesson, one griot lesson that he has told you. Could you share that with our audience?
The bigger lesson was when we went to a studio to record the record. We went to Osnabrück in Germany for a week. We didn't have any music prepared by the time, but we lived together every single day. And we both cook. We both love to cook. But I remember, Sekou told me, well, you know, in my tradition, one of the important things is the food. I say, well, you know, in mine too, but the point is, you know, let's see how we're going to cook. And I cooked the first day, and it was okay. But when he cooked the second day, I say, man, but definitely the griot is cooked better than the Caribbean guys. I love the Cheyenne. And he cooked some chicken. And it was amazing, man, because with a couple ingredients, you know, he put everything together, and certainly, you know, the dishes were so great, so tasty, and so groovy.
Well, let's listen to you both cook here on the recording, Omar Sosa with Sekou Keita, Transparent Water. Omar Sosa, thank you so much for joining us today. Sekou Keita, the master griot kora musician, joining you at Roulette in Brooklyn, March 22nd, a part of the World Music Institute, I believe. Beautiful venue in Brooklyn to see some magical piano and kora music. You know, I was actually chilling with Yakub Sissoko last night here in kora.
Well, I play with the Sissoko family. I play with Balaka Sissoko. In the end, you know, it's the same instrument, but they play slightly different. You know, the Sekou, you know, he played 22 strings. Actually, he have two necks, and he played 22 strings in each neck. He played 44 strings. 22 strings was the traditional way of Sekou to have give you a possibility of go in a different direction in a harmonical way, because one quora is minor and another quora is major. So sometimes he play both at the same time and give you the possibility to play some different chord, like a diminished chord or something like this.
So let's get into the sort of spirituality of this recording, Transparent Water. As a practicing person of Santeria, basically a religion based in Cuba, I'm just curious, what are your daily practices in Santeria, and how does it specifically inform your music?
We do some little practices before we go on a stay. We hold our hands, and you know, everybody can sing whatever they like, everybody can feel whatever, but personally what I do, I try to call all my ancestors, all my spirit to tell them, we are ready to pass your message. Please say something. Thank you.
Omar Sosa joins us here on the Checkout from WBGO. He has a gig coming up at Roulette with the Mastercore player Sekou Keita, along with the Venezuelan percussionist Gustavo Ovais. Again, Thursday, March 22nd. All of this in celebration of his latest recording, Transparent Water. On November 11th, 2011, what were you asking to the heavens, Omar Sosa?
Peace. Just peace and unity. Well, it was a song, you know, I wrote, you know, a song is called 11, 11, 11. And why I wrote that song, you know, that day is gonna happen one time in the human history. It's not gonna happen anymore. So, yet for me, what I try to say, thank you to Mother Nature, and thank you to the world, and thank you to the earth.
Omar Sosa joins us here on the Checkout, and he has a beautiful recording that also features percussion instruments from Asia, Korea, Japan, China. In fact, we're going to hear some music with even a koto.
I put the koto with the kora because, you know, for me, there, it, even if they come from different tradition, you know, their similarity is really close. I have that dream from the beginning. I would like to hear the koto with the kora. They can talk together in a beautiful and unique way.
Well, I guess this would be a good time then for us to say a prayer to the folks in Cape Town, South Africa, because they are actually the first major city in human history to be running out of water. You have a tune here called Zululand. Let's just listen to that. That's crazy, right? Cape Town running out of water? Like, that's actually happening?
Well, water is something we all need. We need to take care of our planet, because pretty soon, like if our brothers and sisters in Cape Town suffering the problem with the water, we face some problem in another place of Africa. And even in my homeland, in Cuba, we face some problem with the water. In California, we used to have some problem with the water. And I think I said again, with transparent water, we pay tribute to the clean water, to the transparent water, because we need this, and we need to protect the transparent and the clean water in our planet.
Well, thank you, Omar Sosa, for that sentiment and spending some time with us on today's show. Definitely check him out with Sekou Keita at Roulette in Brooklyn, March 22nd. That's a Thursday, with the Venezuelan percussionist Gustavo Ovalles. And again, a great honor and pleasure just to spend these few minutes with you, because you've just had such a fascinating career. And, you know, I really admire the way in which your fluidity, speaking of water, just metaphorically speaking, your fluidity in the music that we want, maybe we call jazz, maybe we, whatever we call it, who cares? But your fluidity in it is something to just admire.
Well, man, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. It's always it's a pleasure to share, you know, what we do, our ideas, what we feel. And see you in Brooklyn, my man. Peace.
Yi Yi Oro, new music from Omar Sosa and Sekou Keita from the recording Transparent Water. In this duo, along with the percussionist from Venezuela, Gustavo Uvalles, comes to Roulette, their North American debut, this Thursday, March 22nd. And thank you, everyone. Again, thank you, all the critics, for nominating, voting for The Checkout, for being the best jazz podcast. And if you haven't subscribed to it yet, well, you can do so now by going to Stitcher or iTunes. And more importantly, if you would like the show too, we are seeking for reviews if possible. Go to Stitcher and iTunes and tell us how you feel about the show. And I'd like to give a special shout out to our production intern on this show, Tony Snow, Anthony Nieves. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.